But we call that a mantle.
Who's that a picture of there?
That's my nephew in Chicago. That fella was with him there. He rewarded him $100 there. I think somebody lost a bicycle and my nephew found it. And he reported it, and so they gave him $100 reward. And this man was owing that $100 to him there now, on that picture there. He lives in Chicago.
Yeah, he's a comedian.
I know he is. I see him on TV. But he's in Chicago time that happened. He the one who rewarded that $100 bill to my nephew for finding that bicycle. That's what he's doing now.
Yeah. Well, did you ever have to clean out the
property? Sure did. We would get the ashes, we call it ashes, you take them out, you know, and something you can get them out, you know. And if you didn't do it well, you know, you wouldn't burn good. And sometimes, you know, our chin would get full of soot. And we'd get a rainy day, you know, then we'd set the chimney afar.
Really?
So, you know, for the soot to burn out. Sometimes we would take a long pole with a grass sack on it, you see, and get on top of the house, you see, and push it down in the chimney, you know, and just carry it back and forth, and that stuff would come out on the bottom, you see. We'd take it out, you know, in a bucket or something. But most times we set the fire, you know, when it's raining, you see, you know, then you're going to set the house afire. That stuff burned from the bottom to the top, burned throughout. So it was, that's where we clean our chimney out.
Now, up the road here is one of them big old things. What is that? What is that big old thing I saw up the road? Had smoke coming all out of it.
You mean right up here?
Yeah.
That was, that's the chimney. That fella got a fireplace. On the right side of the road, he's going up?
No, I'm talking about that big tall one way up the road. Looks like it's on the river.
Oh, you saw something, it's over this way and east this way?
It must be, I don't know. You know, the road winds around.
I know it.
You know where the road ends up there by Lake, the Shit State Park, sir?
I know it. Well, now,
you're talking about the tall,
that thing over in Greenville. That's in Greenville. But it looked like it close by, but that's across the river.
It is?
Sure is. Now, they tell me, they make their own electricity in Greenville. That's right. Now they got lights on there. You see, you know, them lights that start to go off and go on. You see, for the let the airplane, you know, the people driving the plane can see that thing. They making their own electricity over there. I've been there. Looked at it.
Greenville's right across the river. Then.
Oh, you go back 144 like you come out here a while ago, and you get on 82, and you go south. And you go on across Greenville Bridge, just follow 82, you see, and it's carry right on in. You see, Greenville is east to here. And before you get to Greenville, you look to your left, you see that thing. You can look at it good then. But I've been to it. I went to it last year, me and my friend, the 4th of July. But we didn't go inside. We stopped and looked at it, you see.
Yeah.
They make their own electricity. That's in Greenville. Well, you saw this morning. Sure is.
I went past over there, yeah.
That's right.
You know how far it is to get to Greenville from here?
Oh, it's not far. It's about 20 miles from Lake Village.
Yeah, 20 miles from Lake Village, but you could cross the river right there and get to the Greenville then, couldn't you?
Well, now you can't cross the river. Not out here. You have to go to the bridge on this end. Now, of course, you can cross the river up there around Dumas, but you'd be way out of the way then, you see. But now you're supposed to go to Greenville. This way, south of here. It ain't for